Interview. An interview between W.C. White and Mrs. Ellen G. White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 15, 1914. Report of an interview held between Mrs. Ellen G. White and Elder W.C. White, Elmshaven Sanitarium, California, Sabbath afternoon, August 15, 1914. Finding Mother in the sitting room about 2:30 p.m., I told her about the forenoon meeting at the Sanitarium Chapel and the home news. After a few minutes' conversation, Mother asked me if there were any matters that I wished to present to her. I told her there was a testimony written in 1908 regarding the schoolwork in the South that I should like to have her consider. Then I brought forward the letter dated January 8, 1908, addressed to those bearing responsibilities in Washington and other centers. Slowly and distinctly, I read this letter to her. At the close of the reading, I referred to the fact that what she had written about the schoolwork in the South and its need of help had led several men, representing small enterprises, to feel that they were free to make a general canvass of our churches for donations, and that this was opposed by our brethren. I also stated that I had been thinking that we ought to have a board of 7 or 9 trustees appointed to receive gifts and to dispense help where most needed. Mother said, "That ought to be done. It has been presented to me several times that something like that should be done. If we would be sensible enough to counsel together kindly and courteously, the blessing of God would be seen in the work, and the grace of God in the action of the workers. Then God can make impressions on hearts. Unity of spirit and action puts a trust note in their hands regarding the receiving of means and the whole line of work. An impression is made that cannot be effaced from minds, that the work is to be perpetuated. It gives evidence that the work is based on truth and righteousness." I said that a board of trustees could receive gifts and appropriate a little here and a little there where most needed. Mother said, "It has been shown me several times that this ought to be done, and I have wondered that it has been so long before this was entered into. There ought to be a firm confidence established between brethren who are accepted to act a part in this work. Not a make-believe unity, but a solid compact, that when questions arise, it can be shown that they were dealing not with supposition, but with truth." I said that a board of trustees properly selected would give confidence to our people, and that these trustees could give counsel to the workers. Mother said, "That is the way it has been presented to me for a long time. Then, if they see evils in the work, they can change matters. If handled at once, the changes can be made easily. We must show that we are walking on solid ground. If we are working in harmony with the principles of righteousness and truth, the angels of God will work with us. The people must see righteousness and consistency in the work. Righteousness and truth must work in perfect harmony. God will be with the workers, and prosperity will follow them as they labor in simplicity and truth. It is our business to make sure that the work will go forward safely and as perfectly as possible. Men will see our determination to dig deep and lay a sure foundation, and the God of Israel will be our rearward." One subject I must speak of. Those having families should not be called upon to bear undue hardships and privations. They should be allowed to deal with their families. We must not suffer the idea that those working hard to build up shall be treated indifferently. The angels of God will be their dependents for surely and success. Let us draw in even cords, not one pulling this way and another that way. Then the angels of God will give success. These things will have to be repeated over and over again, in order that our brethren may draw in harmony and unity for uplifting, not in themselves, but for uplifting in the presence of God. They are to labor in accordance with His word. Then the lessons given will be of such a character that the students will understand them as yea and amen for the victory. It is because we do not walk steadily in sure tracks that there are failures. But there is no need of failures, because God has spoken, and His will shall be fulfilled. Nothing will enable us to prevail like presenting to God the sure word of His promises. Then there is no failure. We do not talk faith one half, no, not one quarter as much as we should, if we expect the victory. There is not one quarter of the faith exercised that it is our privilege to exercise. We have honored the promises so little that we do not know where we are. We should prove the Lord and see that He means just what He says. He is a God of mercy, knowledge, and power. And all these are for us, if we will take them. These words were spoken for me to speak to the people. If all will take hold by living faith, we shall see the salvation of God. Here Mother rested for some time. After this, I spoke about our system of auditing all conference and institutional accounts, and stated that some of our brethren thought that the accounts of independent and self-supporting auxiliary enterprises, which received gifts from our people, should also be audited. I also stated the objection to this. Mother said, "I thought that was done. That ought to be done every time. The money they receive is God's money. According to the light given me, this should be done. If confidence in the brethren is shown, the people's gifts will live and repeat themselves. God lives and reigns. We must take God at His word. Then there will be wondrous works wrought. We are to magnify the Lord God of Israel in obeying His word. Then glorify Him because our expectations are fulfilled. We have a working God. Therefore, in full confidence, we can open our lips and glorify Him. And with our purses, we can work for the saving of souls all around us."